Spend the holiday with your friends. WPHM.
The Paul Miller Show continues on AM 1380 WPHM.
Well, this has been a really fun morning here at the Mariner Theater in Marine City. Maritime Christmas is in Marine City tomorrow. It's an all-day, everything you could possibly want or imagine related to the Christmas season is going to be happening here in Marine City tomorrow. We've really had the privilege of talking to a lot of the business owners who sponsor the events going on tomorrow. Chris Fisher is here right now, the owner of Abbey Road Music. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Abbey Road Music, where is it? What is it? How long have you been here?
I have been in Marine City. We opened in September. The end of September is when we opened doors here in Marine City. And this is the second location. Our original location is on King Road, 3110 King Road in China Township. Okay. And that location is still open also.
Okay.
So at the time, we're running two locations.
And what is Abbey Road Music?
Abbey Road Music is a full-service music store. We're big on lessons. We're big on retail sales for instruments, and also very instrumental in repairs. We like to be able to turn over the repairs as soon as we can, that people come in. The repairs will be on stringed instruments, guitars, but also, and more importantly, is the school band instruments, from saxophones to trombones to flutes, whatever it is. And we pride ourselves on a quick turnover, the repairs that we can do. People will bring them in, and usually within a week, I can have that instrument repaired and back in their hands, so the student's not without their instrument.
Well, that's great, because a lot of places it takes a lot longer, and especially for students who need it for practice, who need it for rehearsals and things like that.
Yes, and in a pinch, if we can't get it back in time, Abbey Road is more than glad. More than glad to lend the instrument to the student, so the concert or something that they're worried about, they'll be able to perform. They won't be without an instrument.
You mentioned lessons, too. You have a lot of beginners that come in, and they want to pick up a new instrument and try it out.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. We have a lot of beginners. I've taught guitar to children 4 years old, all the way up into their 60s, and it all depends. We're big on teaching theory, teaching to read music, but at the same time, we'll have some teenagers coming in, and they want to shrug their shoulder at that and say, no, I want to play this. And that's fine. We'll take them in that direction also. You know what I mean? But a good, solid musical base that comes from instruction is what we try to push.
Yeah.
So that they can grow on their own, but grow intelligently, musically on their own.
So important. I think a lot of people just think, well, you know, rock stars are just sort of bored. They just kind of wake up one day and pick up. But no, I mean, every person that's made it in the music industry, chances are they had a guitar teacher, or they had a choir teacher, or a band director somewhere in their past that really turned them on to music.
Absolutely. There's no overnight successes in music.
Well, what got you into music?
What got me into it? I've always, just naturally, I've always enjoyed music. But I have to say, in 1964, I was 12 years old, and the Beatles came on Ed Sullivan. I didn't realize it at that time, but it completely changed my life. And from then on, it was Beatles, it was rock and roll, of course Elvis and everything that comes with it. And I've been reading and just studying and enjoying music, mostly rock and roll, you know, that a kid from the 60s would get into. And then probably in about the 80s, I started getting more sophisticated about what I wanted to do. I was playing in rock bands locally, enjoying the heck out of that, absolutely. But I got more curious about music. It was like, okay, I got to kind of start this process over again and learn how to read music, study the theory of music more. So, you know, it's just music alone that grabbed my interest, and it still does.
Isn't it amazing how those four kids from Liverpool, England, changed not just your life, but millions of lives in the 1960s?
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. I've had countless and countless conversations. When people come into my store, I have the walls lined with albums from the 60s and 70s. And what a conversation piece. People will come in and remember where they were when that album came out. Yeah. And so the store itself has this great 60s theme. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I'd like to add that we're also have a bohemian clothing line that we're starting and beginning to move in the Abbey Road store in the Marine City location. So I kind of want to keep the 60s hippie feel to my store. And it sparks so many conversations you can't even imagine.
I bet it's very enjoyable. I bet it does.
Yes, it does.
Doug, with Chris Fisher, the owner of Abbey Road Music. Tomorrow is Merry Time Christmas. What are you guys doing tomorrow?
We have a ukulele sale tomorrow. Huge ukulele sale, at least 15% off of all ukuleles in stock. And actually, I didn't advertise it that way. Maybe I wish I could. Maybe this will help a little bit here. We're going to be giving... Tomorrow morning when I get in there, I'll have other instruments, guitars and everything in there that I'm going to be having sale prices on them. So cool. Including the clothing line that I have in there, the clothes that we have in there. So tomorrow's going to be a big day for us.
It's going to be a huge day here in Marine City. Going to be a lot of fun. By the way, you mentioned ukuleles. How has the ukulele become so popular over the last 5 years or so?
Well, one thing about a ukulele, it only has four strings as opposed to six like a guitar, and they're tuned different. Mm-hmm. And so the chording of a ukulele is very easy. You get full chords with one finger positions, and it's not something that you finger pick and do the melody with. A ukulele is a rhythm instrument that you simply strum, mm-hmm. and then you sing along with it. So it's a very easy instrument to pick up and play.
Yeah.
Doesn't take a lot of study, and if you got a little bit of rhythm in your bones,
there you go.
You're good. You're good.
You can join the party.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Chris, thanks for stopping by this morning. Appreciate
it
very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Chris Fisher, the owner of Abbey Road Music with us on WPHM, part of the Merry Time Christmas celebration here in Marine City.